The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We go to Greenville, where a longtime restaurant, Tanner's Big Orange, there were protesters there yesterday. The Facebook posting, a social media posting from the owner, John Zeller. Joining us for a minute the guest line, John Zeller happened to call in. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hello, Joey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, sure. So you had a bit of excitement at your place yesterday. It seemed to, I guess it was all peaceful. No one was hurt or anything, right?
No, nobody was hurt. And it was, and that's fortunate. I got in a car and I was actually praying whether or not I should call in your radio program. Thought you might take the call. I turned the radio on. You're speaking about me, and I'm going, oh, good grief, I've got to now.
Yeah.
I'm standing out in front of my restaurant right now, and it's not trashed as bad as I thought it would be, to be fair about it. You know, there's shrimp and chicken bones and some other things, you know, all over the place, and there's some signs that are left up here. You know, I expected worse, actually. You know, there's some magic markers. I don't know what the significance of a BLM and then the word for a female dog is, but I guess that's me. I want to take this opportunity, because I spoke to all three of the TV stations and also the newspaper yesterday, and you know, some of them were kind enough to actually, you know, post my entire apology. But I did a stupid thing on Sunday morning and got up, first cup of coffee before I even know, you know, my name, turned on Facebook, which my wife criticized me that I'm too active on, and saw a video of a crowd of white people. What viewed, looked to me, what came across to me as a religious ceremony. They had their hands up, they're kneeling down, they were recanting something that was being said to them, you know, by these Black Lives Matters, you know, people in whatever city this was. And I was aghast. I was taken back, you know, just because, It the contrast between what Black Lives Matter stands for and what Dr. King stood for. You know, I'm old enough, I'm 66, and I remember, you know, those days. And so I posted something that I should not have. It was very stupid, very inflammatory, provocative, and it was stupid of me. And I'd take it back if I could. But I also at the same time in doing that, my Facebook settings were wide open, which was something I was ignorant of. And once this post got shared, there were other people putting on racial slurs, the N-word, this kind of stuff on my Facebook page,
hey,
and I'm
unaware
of it.
Let me interrupt you. We got to go to a quick break. Can you hold on for a second? Because this is
important. Sure.
I'm sorry to do that. Hold for just a second. Yeah. Yesterday on South Pleasantburg Drive, a longtime Greenville restaurant literally closed because of protest out front. The owner of Tanner's Big Orange, a restaurant been around my entire life. I grew up in Greenville, have gone to Tanner's Big Orange many times. John Zeller, the owner, made some posts that he now regrets. But it caused the protesters to come out yesterday to the point that he closed his restaurant, gave his employees a paid day off. John called in a few minutes ago. I had to cut him short because of the news. I want to go back and give John the opportunity to talk with you. He's apologized and says that it was something that he should not have done. John, welcome back in. Sorry about that. I didn't realize that I was short on time there. All right, so let's get back to your Facebook page post on Sunday morning. You did it, and now you've apologized for it.
Yes, yeah, but not to the satisfaction of the BLM people. Well, there's a gentleman named Bruce Willis who's a local activist. I don't know if he's self-appointed or whether or not there's actually some hierarchy in the Black Lives Movement, you know, organization. But he went on Sunday and put on a 12-minute live video on Facebook that he was going to shut my business down. And they were going to have a protest on Main Street, but now because of this, you know, he's proclaimed me to be a racist. Not most people know me, whether it's black friends or black employees. No, I'm not a racist. You know, I've been stupid before, but he was here yesterday. He's on film with WYFF and Fox News, standing here at my door, telling me to my face that he's going to close my business down. That's his intent purpose. You know, he made that declaration, and they're supposed to show back up out here today. And this whole thing's been both emotionally and physically exhausting as well, financially draining. And will continue to be so. And I realize that my life will never be the same. I've grabbed a dragon by the tail. Yep. And because I dared to speak out against this movement. And, I feel emotionally alone, here in the community. I actually reached out to some of the people. I'm not going to reach out to Black Lives Matter because I'm a Christian and everything Black Lives Matter puts forth in their manifesto is non-Christian. And the reporter asked me what I mean by that, and I said, well, I'm not a good spokesman to listen to Candace Owens. She lays out a pretty good case of it, and being a black woman, she's in a better position to do that than I am. I've got this dragon by the tail, and it's huge. People everywhere are just intimidated, and that's how they function, by intimidation and fear. My children and grandchildren were threatened on Facebook before I took my Facebook live. They went and took all this down. And, just vile, vitriol, just a personification of hatred. And, you mentioned, nobody was injured. They posted a video of a man turning into the restaurant. I guess he assumed that it was open. He was in an SUV, gray SUV. And once you turn in the restaurant there, you got a, he was stuck in this middle of this crowd. And the video is very clear. You can see he's hesitating. He's trying to get through the crowd. They're kind of swarming around him. And he kind of does it like, I don't know if he had a Reginald Denny moment or what. But as he went by, one gentleman punches his window with his fist. Wow. And, the intimidation. They went online, whoever they are, and found who he was. Posted, my daughter-in-law was telling me this, posted his name, his home address, that this, because he made the mistake of turning into the restaurant during a protest. Now he's labeled a racist, and whoever they decide is a racist, you're going to be a target.
So John, what do they want you to do?
They want me to go out of business. That is his stated. Now, some reasonable people said, are you going to support the black community? And I actually made some calls. I'm not going to mention any names, but some people in the black community, pastors, I'd like to get in touch with them, being a Christian. Because I can't reach out to Black Lives Matter because they're sure. I'm not going to dance with the devil. I mean, it's just plain and simple.
But the bottom line here is, John, is that you made this post. You now say that you're sorry for that. It wasn't appropriate. And let's move on. Let you get back to your business. Let your employees get back to their jobs. And let your customers come in and have a hot dog, right?
Well, yeah. But that doesn't empower the people that want to shut me down. They're very, very vocal about that.
Yep. Well, John, I said earlier, I've been to your business many times. Did your grandfather start it? Is that right?
Here in Greenville, yeah, 1943, my grandparents started the business, and they divorced, and in 1951 they reorganized. Originally, it was the Orange Mill, and then it became Tanner's Fruit Drinks and Sandwiches. So my grandmother's maiden name was Tanner, and it was her father, my great-grandfather, and his brother that had a string of 20 Tanners. Before there was ever a chain of McDonald's, there was a chain of Tanners all across the Southeast. And there weren't enough franchises in those days. And, you know, this is the last one that's in company control. There's still a few places that call themselves Tanners. But, you know, we're going to stay here. I have no choice but to fight. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to give up my business, my livelihood, and just because somebody thinks I'm supposed to. That's not happening.
Yeah. Well, John, be safe. Just be safe and take care of your employees and I believe your customers, people who have been around, know you a long time. And look, you know, it's all about forgiveness. You've said made a mistake. Yeah. You've asked for forgiveness, and that's how it should be.
I'm having trouble forgiving myself and my wife even more, but just pray for us and come support us, please.
Well, yeah, John Zeller, have a wonderful day, and certainly you have our prayers.